So a lot of people have been asking me, where'd you go? Where are the videos? Where's the podcast? We love hearing them. And I'm happy to announce that we're back. Hi, my name is Danny Morrell. And if you don't know who I am, I'm the CEO and broker of Intero Real Estate Services, who did $1 billion in sales last year, and the founder of Danny Morrell Real Estate Coaching. And, you know, one of the things that I'm known for is giving the type of advice that can not only change your life, not only change your physiology, but also, you know, quite frankly, affect your business and the way that you earn income and how much of that income it is that you earn. And I've been thinking a lot about what I want the show to be about. And I know that there's so many different formats. I know that there's so many different ways to go about this. I know that we could interview people. I know that we could bring guests. I know that we could do a lot of different things. As a matter of fact, if you've been following our show, you know that last year I went out and bought a big stage and a big desk, several different cameras. And I started to notice, quite frankly, that what I did was I did the opposite of what I'm teaching you to do. Instead of simplifying everything, I overcomplicated everything. So we've decided to scratch everything and on a monthly basis, bring you not only what I love to do, but what you are letting me know that you need the most, which is life-changing information. My hope is that not only do you gain quality information from our show, but also that you share it with all of your peers, all of your family members, and all of your friends. Because the reality is that we've never been in a state or at a time in the world where so many people are open to the idea of doing more in business. And in order to do more in business, I want to start off this show in 2019 by talking about one word. And that's what this month is going to be about. The podcast will have a theme every month. And this month, the theme is standards. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write down the word standards. There's going to be 4 points to every theme. And we're going to break it down into weekly shows that are just going to give you enough information to get you going on your journey to success, abundance, wealth building, a better physical life, and a better family life. And the first thing we've got to talk about when we talk about standards is point number one. I want you to write this down. The definition of standards is a level of quality or attainment, a level of quality or attainment. Let's talk about that for a second. What does that definition mean to you? What does the word quality mean to you? I know that when I look at a garment I'm going to wear, I know that when I look at a home that I want to invest in, I know that when I look at an automobile that I want to purchase, you can very clearly see the difference between high quality and low quality products. I'm going to challenge you, however. I'm going to challenge you that in the same manner, you can see the difference between high quality and lower quality human beings. Now, you may not like that. That may confront you. That may make you a little bit uncomfortable. Yet the reality is that sometimes we need to get uncomfortable in order to grow. And so having standards is understanding what is the quality that you wish to possess in the thing that you wish to possess it in. Write that down. What is the quality you wish to possess in the thing that you wish to possess it in? You see, because many people today are hooked on the idea of starting a business. All right, fantastic. Let's talk about that. What is the quality you wish to attain and the level of achievement you wish to have in that business? You've got to identify that. Okay, some people aren't thinking about their business. Maybe you're thinking about your finances. All right, fantastic. What is the level of quality you wish to attain in your finances? Maybe you're thinking about your physical fitness and your physical health. That was an issue for me for many, many years until I identified what was the quality that I wished to attain or the level of attainment or achievement that I wished to accomplish in the area of my physical fitness. Fine, maybe you're not thinking about any of those. Maybe it's how much you contribute and give back to the world. Great. Then how high of a quality? How high of a quality human being do you want to be known as, and how much do you want to give back? You see, the reality is that if you want to change your life, if you want to fix your life, it all starts with having clear, concise, and precise standards in every single area of your life. There's a couple of different areas that you need to work on. First, I think that you need to work on your mind, because your mind is what drives everything. It's what drives the outcomes in every single area. Second, I think that you need to work on your physical fitness, because your mind and your body, right? How good you feel and how well you think is what's going to determine your outcome in, quite frankly, every area of life. Then I need you to identify what you want your family life to look like and the connection that you want to have. Because if you don't do that, well, what good is it if you make all the money in the world, right? Then you want to start talking about, you know, the quality of business that you want to have and you what you want that business to look like. And finally, after all of that, then you can start thinking about wealth and money. And too many people do it the opposite. You think that money is first. Money is the byproduct of the value that you are bringing as a human being to this planet. You got to get clear with that, guys. All the money in the world is available to you. All the money in the world is there for you to have. The money is not the issue. The issue is that we haven't decided the quality of human being that we want to be. Hey, thanks so much for listening or watching. The reality is that I care deeply about our community of entrepreneurs. And many of you know my core business is the real estate profession. So if you know of someone that's maybe down and out looking to achieve something great in life that could use our help, please, it would mean the world to me if you simply shared this video or podcast with them. Let's make sure that we're connecting on Instagram. And don't forget, Relentless is coming in just a couple of months, July 24th, 25th, and 26th. To find out more information, simply go to relentlessevent.com. I look forward to seeing you there, or for sure, next week when we continue the discussion of increasing the standards that we have in our life.